Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, R.C. Stevens. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dutch Dotterer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods-Hick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hal Woods-Hick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods-Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods-Hick covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Landis reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball four. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. Tasby moves to second. Two outs. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer takes first base on ball four. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Keough reaches third base with a triple. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keough tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dotterer strikes out. Two outs. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields the ball and throws to Woods hit covering. Safe. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tasby moves to second. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dotterer takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodshick strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Carrion settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Carrion. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Sievers moves to third. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin is walked intentionally. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers tags and scores. Minoso tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Dotterer and he is out, Veal applying the tag. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. he's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dotterer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim King pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dotterer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-4 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.